Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The National Marine Fisheries Services has proposed a new regulation requiring a charter halibut stamp for anglers aged 18 and older in Southeast Alaska and South Central Alaska. The proposed rule mandates that charter vessel anglers purchase a $20 electronic stamp for each day they intend to catch and retain halibut on a charter vessel. Charter vessel guides will be responsible for validating the stamps before each fishing trip begins, ensuring compliance with the new regulation. The fees collected from these stamps will be transferred to the recreational quota entity to purchase halibut quota shares, supporting the economic stability of the charter halibut fishery. This initiative aims to promote the goals of the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act and the Northern Pacific Halibut Act, ensuring sustainable fishing practices. The regulation is designed to create a fair system where charter fishing businesses contribute proportionally to the RQE based on the number of anglers they serve. Public comments on the proposed rule are open until December 2nd of this year, allowing stakeholders to provide feedback on the regulation. A Kenai grand jury on Wednesday, October 30th, indicted Alaska State Trooper Sergeant 49-year-old Joseph Miller and Alaska State Trooper 42-year-old Jason Woodruff on one count each of assault in the first degree. Miller and Woodruff were initially charged with assault in the fourth degree on August 14th, 2024. Assault in the first degree carries a maximum sentence of 20 years to serve and a presumptive sentence of between 7 to 11 years in prison. In response to an email from KSRM, the Alaska Department of Law said it was unable to comment on case specifics. According to the Department of Law, Alaska Rules of Professional Conduct stipulates that the prosecutor in a criminal case shall accept for statements that are necessary to inform the public of the nature and extent of the prosecutor's action and that serve as legitimate law enforcement purpose, refrain from making extrajudicial comments that have a substantial likelihood of heightening public condemnation of the accused. Woodruff and Miller were initially charged with misdemeanor fourth-degree assault following a case of mistaken identity in May, where they falsely identified 37-year-old Ben Tika of Soldotna as another individual they were seeking. The two troopers deployed pepper spray, a taser, and a police canine on Tika in the process of taking him into custody. Soldotna Police Lieutenant and Interim Police Chief Stace Escott has been announced by the City of Soldotna as the new permanent department chief. The announcement was made officially on Wednesday, October 30th. Lieutenant Escott, who has served with the Soldotna Police Department for 19 years, has demonstrated unwavering dedication, professionalism, and leadership throughout his career, the city said in a press release. His promotion to Chief of Police reflects the city's commitment to ensuring the highest standards in public safety and community engagement. Chief Escott, who served as a sergeant with the department for 14 years before he was promoted to lieutenant, says he understands the challenge brought by regular shift work and believes that has, in part, helped prepare him to lead the department.
Working patrol and feeling the pains of shift work, understanding what that's like for our officers, you know, to work shift work. And a lot of people in our community share that burden with us, you know, doctors and our nursing staff and all the hospital and to the guy at Safeway and Fred Meyer stocking shelves. So shift work's a burden.
Escott said one of his biggest priorities is getting the department back to full staff.
A vision for me to the department is just getting us back to full strength, getting us back to where we're active in our drug unit. That's a wish, you know, getting us where we're active in our schools more. You know, we've been so short-staffed that we've had to pull back.
Escott takes over as police chief after his predecessor, Gene Meek, resigned from the position suddenly in May of this year. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.